voters are casting their ballots in New Hampshire. But Sunday, some residents of the state got a recorded phone call that sounded like President Biden. It was fake. Let's take a listen.
What a bunch of malarkey. We know the value of voting Democratic when our votes count. It's important that you save your vote for the November election. We'll need your help in electing Democrats up and down the ticket. Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again.
To be clear, this bogus Biden voice asked residents to not vote. Today, the robocall is what's called a deep fake, made with a kind of artificial intelligence. This generative AI, as it's called, is turning up more in politics, in this country and around the world, obviously seeking to undermine free and fair elections. For more, let's bring in Kara Ong Whaley from the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Kara, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
So that audio sounds a lot like Joe Biden discouraging people from voting today. With technology, is this kind of recording easy to manufacture?
Well, we've been expecting and anticipating that we will see more and more of the use of generative artificial intelligence. You can hear from that audio that there are some stops and starts.
Yeah.
It is a relatively low quality generative AI fake, but it does demonstrate how AI is going to be weaponized in this election and how this technology can be paired with data on voters and target specific voters either to suppress turnout or on the positive side to increase and mobilize turnout.
Yeah. Well, in this case, it sure seems like it's designed to suppress turnout. The
Attorney Absolutely.
General of New Hampshire is looking into this. Not clear who made it, but as you say, definitely meant to push misinformation. Are there laws, enforcement to stop this kind of thing on the books?
Right now, Congress has not yet passed legislation to regulate big tech's role in politics or generative AI's role. The White House has worked on a bill of rights regarding AI and has come to some sort of agreement with some of the technology companies. But right now we are at the whims of those technology companies to self-regulate. And one of the biggest challenges is that anyone can use the technology. So even if there's regulation on candidates or campaigns, that doesn't stop necessarily any individual actor from using the technology. The Federal Elections Commission is weighing public comments right now. They're expected to rule by June of 2024 regarding a petition to regulate deepfakes in campaign ads. Also, Scott, you mentioned that New Hampshire is looking into this, and also Representative Joe Morrell, who is the minority leader in the House Administration Committee, which oversees election administration, is also urging the Department of Justice and Attorney General Garland to investigate the robocall as well. So it is really important to have these investigations now, if only to signal that we're taking these threats seriously and to prevent as much as possible the arms race that we're likely going to see.
Mm-hmm. And already there is a lot of fake stuff out there, right? Ron DeSantis' team made fake images of Donald Trump standing next to Dr. Fauci in an election in Taiwan. There was a video of a politician appearing to go into a hotel with a woman. And the thing is, in some cases, we're not sure if some of these are fake. So when you step back, what does that do to facts in our national conversation?
Deep fakes and the use of generative AI are meant to disillusion the public. And that's coming at a time when public confidence in political institutions are already at record lows. And that's also combined with, you know, some candidates who are intentionally spreading malinformation. And this is really going to increase disparities between those that are already most knowledgeable and those who are least knowledgeable about politics. And so we're going to see harms being done on those with the lowest amount of political knowledge and those with the least amount of time and resources to check and verify information.
So in this election cycle, how else might technology, AI and otherwise, be used to mislead voters with video or audio or text messages or otherwise?
You know, I think some of the more insidious kinds of harms that can happen are either with robocalls, but also just images or messages being dropped into Facebook group chats or WhatsApp groups that would spread misinformation about polling sites being closed. You know, one of the biggest challenges is that it's going to be really difficult to track where things are emanating and how they're being spread, given the proliferation of social media platforms and digital platforms. And it's going to be really hard to know what people are seeing and when.
And just before we let you go then, for me, the voter, how do I check, how do I think about whether what I'm looking at or hearing is real?
The most important thing for voters is to check with your local registrar and to check with your Department of Elections at the state level. In every state, there are election workers, there are registrars, and there are boards of elections. And those are the voices that we should be trusting, especially in this moment.
We've been talking to Kara Ong Whaley from the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. She also co-hosts the podcast Politics is Everything. Kara, thanks so much.
Scott, thank you so much for having me.